Thank you, Lord, for this productive and protected time with you. My heart rejoices at your sweet invitation to come away with you. And thank you for this time apart. Well, my dear heart dwellers, all is well with us. I have just been working day and night on vocals and a new song, which I thought I could put up tonight. But working on it a good 18 hours already, I had to put it down. I just wanted to reassure you that your prayers have wrought mighty victories for us. And both Ezekiel and I are working on new songs of joy to worship God with and to share with you. In addition to working on music, we've been spending substantial time trysting with the Lord and being in His presence, comforting Him, loving Him, and being comforted by Him. And these times are very necessary because we get so busy, we begin to shorten our time with the Lord, and that's really a tragic thing to do. We don't want to do that. That will definitely pull us away from every good fruit. And He misses us. He really misses us when we're not there. And I don't know how your Rhema card boxes are going, but here's one from mine. Prayer is the encounter of God's thirst with ours. God thirsts that we may thirst for Him. I'm guessing, but I think that's Mother Teresa. It sounds like something she would have said. So He thirsts for an encounter with us. He wants us to be with Him. So not to belabor that subject, to go on, I think that perfectionistic spirit caught my attention as I attended to details of the song, but I really wanted to be special for you. The title is, I Sought the Lord and He Answered Me. And the rest of that line is, He Delivered Me from All of My Fears. I wanted to wait until Ezekiel's turnaround before I ventured out to finish this song, so I would really have something to boast about in the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Well, it's dawn right now, and I made a final pass at the lyrics. Tomorrow's a new day, or shall I say today is a new day, and hopefully we can get this song up by the end of the day. I really want to make it special for you, to tell a story of sorts, that doors got opened, but God delivered us, and now we are wiser, having learned how we opened those doors. I wanted this to be a very special song in remembrance of Ezekiel's deliverance and healing, and how very faithful the Lord is. This is all by way of saying, forgive me for neglecting you. We really have been working hard on music, on a new album, which was just released on SoundCloud, and a YouTube site for music, and a website dedicated to music as well. So there's a lot of things in the background, in the works. And the album on SoundCloud, I think we got a little confused about the title. I think it might be Favorite Dwelling Songs or Dwelling Songs Sampler, I think is what it is. It's a composite of several different songs which we've had on the internet before, so you'll probably recognize them. You old-timers will recognize them. But it's just a cross-section of music from Ezekiel and myself. And we'll be adding to that as well as the playlists on the YouTube channel. There's going to be a lot of music on that channel that you've never heard before because I never published it. But mostly the thing that's important to me is finishing the songs He's already given me. And that's what I'm working on now with this song. All of this work is done in the shadows, so you don't get to see the results just yet. But it's coming. And thank you so very much for your prayers and letters and support. Today I had to make another decision to plow into that huge stack of letters or work on a song. So if I have not answered you, there's good reason for it. The Lord is most adamant He wants this song completed and given to you to strengthen you. So So this is why I have been so quiet on the outside, but working 17-hour days, putting music together and working my vocal cords, which are coming around. In the meantime, the Lord has been faithful to deflect the bullets and fiery darts of the enemy so we could both work on music. Oh, praise the Lord for that. This precious protection and time of productivity has been wonderful. Jesus, have you something to say? You know, he always does. Jesus began, "My dear ones, be patient with Claire as she applies herself to my mandate to sing. It will not be her voice alone that will be coming to you, but my very special anointing to go deep into your souls and hold your attention to the articles of our faith, to the battle plans of the enemy, which hinge almost totally on how well you protect virtue in your lives and keep doors shut. All of you have had substantial losses over the past few months and much heartache. I am wanting to turn that around now, but I ask of you, please keep up your prayers for your president and the world. Please be ruthless with yourselves in identifying lapses in virtue or compromising your faith, and especially making compromises with the world when you know in your hearts that I do not approve of certain things." Boy, it's a constant struggle with me. I'll be so happy when it gets to the point that it's not. Jesus continued, "Your safety and right to exercise your mission and ministry depend very much on the life of virtue you lead. If you have a wonderful gift to cultivate, understand it will not move forward very far if you're compromising. When you open doors, the enemy rushes in, and you have to stop the creative work to brandish the sword and repent for failures. This sets the work back. It is a privilege to be used in ministry of any kind, but this privilege gets suspended when you have to drop everything to fight your way through each day. This is why I admonish you to stay pure and faithful to my known wishes for each of you, particularly, so that you keep the doors shut tight and your defense is seamless. The moment you compromise, gossip, judge, spend money you shouldn't, let duties get behind, when you do these things, you open doors, and it makes it doubly hard for you to keep going, let alone expand into the beautiful callings on your lives. Oh, my loves, do spend ample time with me. How I long for your company. The branch can only bear fruit when it's attached to the vine. And the enemy has made great inroads with many of you who have not been vigilant in protecting our trysting time." He's also talking about me here, guys, so please don't feel like the Lone Ranger. He continued, "The more you long to be with me, the more you give in to that longing, the deeper, wider, and fuller your anointing becomes. Because we are one in each other, and I labor through you to bring forth the fruits of salvation and sanctity in your lives and the lives of your families. So if you're feeling flat or dry, please remember the branch can bring forth no fruit unless it remains healthy, drawing its life from the vine." And he quickened the scripture to me, "I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing." That's John 15:5. The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers. And I'm going to tag on just one very short part of that song to the end of this, so you kind of get a clue about what I've worked on. "I sought you, Lord, and you answered me. You delivered me from all of my fears. I sought you, Lord, and you answered me. You delivered me from all of my fears.